You are listening to 5 Minute Fables. Stories are the currency of human contact. They offer us a door into another world. Everyone enjoys a good story, and everyone needs a good story. Stories make us happy, they make us cry, and most importantly, they make us think and they make us grow. This project was produced in conjunction with Impact Theatre and Wired FM. It was recorded and produced in Wired FM and Impact Theatre in Limerick during the winter of 2006. All the stories in this programme are original and were written and recorded by Limerick young people in Impact Theatre and Wired FM studios. This project was funded by the BCI Sound and Vision Fund and Wired FM.
I am going to do a two-side story of the Three Little Pigs. The first side of the story is about the pig that survived. The second is the wolf. In the pig side of the story, I'll be talking my normal voice with the pig. And if I talk very louder, well, only a bit louder, I'll be the wolf. I was sitting in my chair with a cup of hot chocolate, reading the newspaper, The Daily Pig. Then I hear a horrible noise. I look out my window. I can't see it fully since my sister's stick house is in the way. But I think my brother's hay house is destroyed. I see a wolf. He steps onto the destroyed hay house. I can't see where he goes, but I hear munching and crunching. It sounds like he's eating my brother. Comes over to my sister's house. He knocks on the door. My sister wouldn't answer since she's so scared. Since she must have seen what happened out the window. He blows her house down. She's lying there dead. He eats her. He comes to my house. He knocks on the door. He says, "Let me in, you stupid pig." I don't let him in. I'm very scared. There's a lamppost outside my house. I hear him climbing it up. He goes onto my roof and he's walking on top of it. My chimney. I remember that I have a cup of hot chocolate. Now, listeners, you may have read in the book there was water, but it was really hot chocolate. I decide to boil it under my fireplace. He comes straight down the chimney into the boiling hot chocolate. His tail is borne and he runs out the door and into the woods. I decide to investigate. I see my brother and my sister with the destroyed houses, dead. All that is left is their bones, their ears, blood, and some flies starting to go around them. The wolf is long gone, but at night time, the police catch him. Now this is the wolf's side of the story. I'll be talking my normal voice when I'm the wolf, and if it starts to be a bit girly-ish, like, it'll be Wolf's mother. "Wolfie, can you go out and get some sugar? I can't bake this cake without any sugar." "Okay, Mom, I'll go out." I decide to go around the neighborhood to see if anyone can give me sugar. I come past the first few houses, but I don't dare go in because they're home to my boss and his family and his best friends. I am on a strike at work and I haven't eaten for 2 days and he hates me for that because all the workers are with me and she's not making any money. Then I see 3 houses at the end of the road that are not home to any of my boss's friends, families, or him. They are home to 3 little pigs. I knock on the 4th door, which was made out of hay. The entire house was made out of hay. Pig did not respond. I have a terrible flu and the wind started to blow. A feather comes near my nose and it makes me itchy in my nose, and I just blow the entire house down by accident. Then the pigs is there, lying dead. I am about to walk away, but then I remember I haven't eaten for 2 days, and that if you leave a dead body around, it will be bad for the environment and it will make other people sick. So I eat it. Come to the next house, which is made out of stick. I knock on the door, but yet again, the pig that owns the house does not respond, and yet again the wind blows a feather into my nose, makes it itch, and yet again, I blow down the house and I eat the pig because it would be bad for the environment and make other people sick, and that I haven't eaten for 2 days. Now, for my luck, I come to the next house, which is made out of brick that can't be blown down. I knock on the door and say, "Mr. Pig, can you let me in? I want some sugar." He doesn't respond. He might be terrified since I am a wolf. There's a lamppost nearby. I decide to climb up it. I walk on the roof and go to his chimney. I yell down so he might have a better hearing of me. I trip on a stone that's near the chimney and I fall down. Next thing I know, I'm in a pot of boiling hot chocolate. My tail's on fire and I run outside his door. I end up in the woods and I fall asleep. When I wake up, there are two policemen in front of me. They bring me to jail.
The Dwarf's Cottage, Fairy Tale Wood, Fairy Tale Land, the 12th of the 6th, 2003. Dear Snow White, everyone here at the cottage misses you. We can't do anything without you. Please, please, please come back. Have you time to read the list of things that have gone wrong since you've left? Surely you have, now that you don't have to look after us anymore. Oh, where will I begin? For starters, no one can cook the food as good as you, so we're all stuck eating Doc's disgusting food. The house is really dirty. No one can dress the beds. Robbers keep coming in stealing stuff when we are gone out working, because they know there's no one in the house. Bashful is sick and no one has time to collect his medicine. Some of us might have to work longer hours because we are thinking of hiring a maid. Happy is starting to get sad. Our clothes haven't been washed in about 2 weeks. Sleepy's so tired because he's up all night thinking of you that he might retire. We're all worried sick about you. Here's a few of the things that we miss about you. We miss talking to you. We miss animals coming into the house whenever they saw you. We miss the way you used to treat us when we were sick. If you come back, we'll get you whatever you want. We'll be your slaves for a whole week. By the way, we're not that happy about the prince that you've been living with. I think he's just using you so that you can be his slave. I haven't got any bad points from Happy yet. Bashful thinks that he just likes you for your looks. Dopey won't answer because he's too busy crying. Sneezy thinks that no one liked him, but he knew that if you kissed him, you would love him. By the way, Sneezy's been sniffling 10 times more since you've left. Doc hasn't given me a comment yet because he's too busy working overtime so that we can hire a maid. It doesn't matter what Sleepy said about the prince. All I'm going to say about him is that he hasn't slept in 8 days. Please, just think about coming back. You know we look after you more than that stupid boyfriend of yours. Anyway, I have to go to work now. Some people have to work for a living, unlike someone I know. Your good friend, Grumpy.
Good afternoon, I'm John Eagleston at Limerick News Central. It's 3 o'clock. UL's professors Hans Christian and Dr. Grimm have issued a warning to the general public. They're concerned of the safety of Limerick persons throughout the next coming days. Reports from UL have indicated that a major spillage of potentially magnammonious chemicals has occurred. We have been told that the spillage may affect the time-space continuum and have possible magical effects on the general atmosphere. Dr. Grimm said we should be warned to steer clear of unusual characters that may be loose on our streets. In other news, a leading councillor with Limerick County Council has been reprimanded in custody for public order and general offences. The councillor has recently been seen parading nude down O'Connell Street when he was taking part in the Children's Day festivities. Earlier on, I spoke to a senior fashion consultant to the councillor.
Well, you see, the problem was, I was called in from London, as I often am called in, to Limerick to be a fashion consultant to the councillors, all the councillors on the city and on county. Now, the problem was that the councillors needed a better public image, you know, for the people of Limerick. So I said, well, let's redesign all your wardrobes, and so I did. Unfortunately, the problem was that the specific material that was prescribed to this particular councillor, who will remain nameless, was a little bit too fine. So fine that the material may have appeared transparent to some members of the general public. Now, at the present time, the councillor is in Limerick City Jail, but the problem that we have now on the council is that he is sharing a cell with common criminals. One M.G. Goldilocks is in his actual cell. Now, this girl has been recently arrested for breaking and entering, as well as theft and destruction of property. Now, do we really want our city's representatives in the company of such common criminals? At Limerick Circuit Criminal Court, a case continues. One Little Red Riding Hood is suing one R.P. Mac Big Scary Wolf on the grounds of manslaughter, breaking and entering. However, today Mr. Wolf is issuing a countersuit on the grounds of prejudice and intolerance. Joining me in studio today is Mr. Wolf. How are you, Mr. Wolf? Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Liam. I have to say I'm very depressed at the moment. This whole situation has been very traumatic for me.
And could you tell me exactly what are you being accused of?
Well, the prosecution have sued me of breaking and entering, actually eating somebody, and, well, eating her granddaughter too.
But tell me, why are you countersuing?
Well, you see, Liam, some people would call it breaking and entering. I call it paying a visit to an elderly old lady. They've accused me of eating people. I ate some parts of some people. Who can say they've never experimented? And, well...
There is a charge of transvestism.
Yes, Liam, I like wearing women's clothes. It makes me feel free. You can relate to that.
Sorry?
Well, after that night in Slovenia...
Yes, I think we'll wrap up this report. Thank you. Thank you.
But, Liam, just one thing. Just before I go, I'd like to mention that I actually have an album out at the moment.
I don't think this is the right...
Yes, is it Bite and Chops now? Wolf Tones.
Are you actually serious? Limerick News Central wish to extend an appeal for a missing person. She is described as 5'9", with lips as red as the red rose, with skin as white as snow. We would also like to appeal to the public to be on the lookout for the following wanted persons, which have recently escaped from Limerick's jail following a major mutiny. 7 men of varying personality have escaped from the jail. They are 3'0", armed and highly dangerous. They were arrested for kidnapping and domestic abuse. Cinderella has today announced her intention to begin divorce proceedings against her husband, Prince Charming. Following the very public discovery that her sister, ugly sister Jezebelda, was carrying her husband's child. As no prenuptial agreement was ever signed between the two, the princess is entitled to 60% of the kingdom, that is, 60% of the city of Limerick. It is believed that she is setting up a line of shoe stores in conjunction with her partner Rapunzel's line of hair care products. Rapunzel was recently in the news when she announced she was leaving her boyfriend Jack, as his international horticultural business went bankrupt. Limerick Newsline regret to announce the death of one Sleeping Beauty. She is survived by her husband, Prince Frederick. It is thought that she experienced a cardiac arrest following an assault by her partner. One eyewitness says that the prince seemed to almost suffocate his partner as she was sleeping. Frederick describes this assault as but a simple kiss. However, there is a question mark over the actual existence of this relationship, as the prince was 21 and the princess was over 100 years old. And now the weather. Unfortunately, we can expect quite a cold front as the Ice Queen has announced a winter lasting 4,000 years. However, it does mean that Limerick's Potato Market's Ice Rink is now open for business all year round. And I'm John Eagleston, and that's the Limerick News Central News for now. Thank you.
Stories were read in order of broadcast by Michael Danford, Helen McMahon, and Liam O'Keithy. 5-Minute Fables was coordinated by Anne Blake and Darren Maher of Impact Theatre and produced by Miriam Walsh of Wired FM. It was recorded in Impact Theatre and Wired FM studios in Mary Immaculate College in November 2006.